National protests over the death of George Floyd have illuminated the issue of police brutality across the country and brought back to light cases like that of Breonna Taylor, who was shot by police while sleeping in her own home on March 13th. Taylor would have turned 27 yesterday, and many people gathered to celebrate her life in Louisville, Kentucky. I spoke with Cynthia Ganote, a sociology professor at the University of Louisville, who was at Taylor's celebration of life.
Breonna Taylor was an EMT. She was an incredible person who was out helping people during the COVID-19 crisis. So there was the pain of that, and then there was the joy of people coming together, hundreds and hundreds of people saying, she will not be forgotten. Her life both mattered and matters. We will not forget her. We will celebrate her. We will celebrate George Floyd. We will celebrate Ahmaud Arbery. We will celebrate David McAtee. We will lift up those names, and we collectively will demand justice.
Ganote says Taylor's life ended as a result of a botched search warrant.
The person they were looking for was already in custody, except these officers came to Breonna Taylor's house, did not knock. Her boyfriend heard intruders. He was a legal gun owner, and he fired a shot. And LMPD officers then returned fire in multiple rounds, murdering her in her bed.
While Taylor's boyfriend, who fired his gun after hearing intruders in their home, not knowing it was police officers, was arrested, the officers involved with shooting and killing Breonna Taylor have not yet been held accountable. Ganote says the call for justice is loud and clear, and the time is now.
Cities and states around the country are demanding justice for Breonna. The officers have not been charged. Folks have been demanding, of course, that they be arrested and charged. They've been demanding no-knock warrants end, and it looks like we may have been able to achieve that goal that's been addressed this week.
Unlike George Floyd's case, there wasn't cell phone video footage of the incident that led to Taylor's death, and the 911 calls have only recently been released. In response to white people who say they won't indulge in watching or listening to footage that leads to the death of black people at the hands of police, Ganote says that's a cop-out.
Do you think his family wanted to watch their loved one be murdered in front of our eyes? I think that kind of putting your head in the sand is unacceptable. I truly find it unacceptable. There may be exceptions. You could tell me, you know, someone has faced so much trauma or so much loss, or they face the murder of a loved one and they don't feel like they can relive that. But mostly when I hear a white person say that, I think, no. This is not a moment where you can go into a sheltered world, not watch that, not understand the pain of that, and you somehow get to be sheltered from it. No, no more.
That's Cynthia Ganote, a sociology professor in Louisville, Kentucky.